So as far as shortcuts authorities go, I mean, you can't really like outrank Matthew Castanelli, who I know that he was on the original team that made Workflow. I was under the impression that it was just him, I think I was under that impression when I first started talking about Siri Shortcuts in that episode those years ago, because I just discovered their podcast, Supercomputer. Should go back and listen to those. They're still available. But yeah, he does a What's New in Shortcuts newsletter. So I'll be throwing a, let's see, it was John Gruber, right? No, it wasn't. Who the fuck did a Matt Castanelli interview recently? Anyway, that's my feed. I literally listened to it last night, so I should really know. And he's been able to continue monetizing the software that he, well, his expertise on the software that he built without working for Apple. Although he did for briefly. Okay, so there's this, like, he just released his updated shortcuts library, which is definitely, it looks great for sure. It looks better than any of the other third-party shortcut distribution web pages. Of course it would, because if you notice, like, if Supercomputer is still around, the branding is like that very impeccable look. All the icons on Matt's shortcuts are impeccable. Anyway, so he's got a freemium thing going on. I think you get like twice as many shortcuts if you pay him. Max Troyes has got the same thing. But, you know, they weren't there. They didn't build it. Okay, let me just say it. The thing about Castanelli's shortcuts, there is some sort of disconnect between the way that he uses them and the way that it occurs to me to use them. So I just off and on today browsed the free shortcuts library that he released. I downloaded a few, but so many of them are literally just exist. Okay, the community one is just to sign up for the Slack. I guess I think he's going for his library being an introduction to shortcuts for anyone, I guess, who has seen what's in the app, in the officially endorsed shortcuts gallery, and seen the components of the shortcuts and been like, hey, I want to do this. If you're in that position, Matt's as good a place as any to start. He said that he's going to start doing video content again. His voice is very deliberate and calming, and that's the opposite of me. So, you know, again, you just can't beat the authority of somebody who's there. But, okay, I'm going to give an example. The shortcut to sign up for the shortcuts sharing Slack group. I kind of assumed when it opened the Slack app, I kind of waited for something. Like, I was like, that's weird that Slack integrated joining that way. But I get maybe it was just a link that it's skipping to the part in the process when you're signing up in a browser and it prompts you to open Slack, it's just skipping to that part. That makes sense. But nothing happened. I did it like three times. It would just open the Slack app and then I sit there. So I went to copy it and looked at what was in the clipboard. It occurred to me like, oh, because it does this. The shortcuts do this. And it's perplexed me. I know it should be really simple, but his shortcuts always end up where the user has to do some sort of action that just doesn't occur to me, I guess, and it's my fault for not looking through the documentation, but notably all the other shortcuts that I've downloaded from anyone else where you're a part of setup or configuration or whatever. You know, there's a big text comment, which I know is probably not visually up to Matt standards, but with like a shitload of asterisks, it's like, hey, if you're wondering why this isn't working, you need to go back and read this part. Oh God, I think this wireless charger is making this noise. Oh no, it's just the power supply. Fucking cheap ass shit. But yeah, I think when I first started like deliriously playing with his shortcuts, I was like, what the fuck is happening? I won't give you any further examples, but just maybe a heads up, if you're having trouble. I'm also not afraid. It's not like you're gonna be totally off, but because if you're the type of person that actually wants to do this, that actually wants to mess around with shortcuts yourself, and mess around with making them, there's nothing that can stop you. But I just want to, like, if you or someone you know wants to learn shortcuts, then just be forewarned that step two after the gallery I mean, he, like, his shortcuts are, he wrote, I'm sure, many of the shortcuts in the gallery, if not all. And his third party ones are just as considered and robust. There's not going to be, you don't have anything to worry about from Matthew Casinelli. I can't stress that enough. Which should make for a good start, I guess. I spoke with Casey Newton about a shortcut that he was trying to run that called there's a service in the news that, like, uses AI to, no, this wasn't the one that was in the news. It was another, that one makes people, that animates old photos. This one is just DeepMind. And it just basically, like, turns, you can turn color photographs into black and white looking old photographs. Anyway, this someone, oh God, I found their name. It's like Hot250 or something on Reddit. They wrote this shortcut in 2019. It found its way to Casey Newton's iPhone via Liam, can't remember his name, in this Twitter space to demonstrate, you know, what you could do with shortcuts. And it wasn't fucking working. And I was, basically, I was like, hey, Casey, I'll figure out, I'll find the dude. I'll ask around. I did find the person and convince them that the shortcut wasn't working. Surprise, surprise, it was a change between iOS 13 and iOS 14. This is the issue with shortcuts. And the conclusion that I'm going to come to is, perhaps it's radical. After having, I think I've gone pretty much as far as I can go without spending like 2 weeks in that horrible, unintuitive, drag and drop shortcut interface. Like, oh God, like the, I know these guys have been, you know, have made some absurdly complicated pieces of software automations, but they're like, they do things, they update themselves. They have menus and like Easter eggs, and this is all running off of, what's basically just a fancy notification bar. I get the fiddling, okay? And I get how exciting it is. That we can do any, like, any and all of this stuff in iOS. Anyway, I've gotten as far as I can without really, really losing a lot of time. I have published shortcuts, and I've published shortcuts that no one else, it never occurred to anyone else, like, turn off Bluetooth and Wi-Fi. That's the number one. That's two actions, default actions, one after the other. I may work on a shortcut that gets, like, if I ever, like, the most complicated one will be one that gets a list of all the apps installed on your phone, and, so it'd be actually a links, and then takes that list to Drafts, and Drafts has an action, it's really fucking amazing to me, where it takes a URL, and it outputs a titled markdown link, so it scrapes the title from the web page without you leaving Drafts. That's the handiest fucking thing, and I wish I'd discovered it early on. I'm gonna work on actually learning Drafts, but after this. And it creates like a numbered list or a database of apps that are currently installed on your phone, with all of them hyperlinked to their app store link. And I will consider myself, frankly, that's all the development that I need to do for a very long time, if not the rest of my life. okay, I didn't get around to the gist. Like, my mother, there's no reason for her to even worry about what shortcuts are. She wanted to open a web page in Chrome a lot, instead of Safari, and she wanted to put it on her home screen. That's one thing where, like, you can make a shortcut and have a custom icon that just says, open this URL in Chrome. I did that for, the one... It's the same thing as add to home screen in Safari, and that's like slightly smoother by a few milliseconds because it's not a shortcut. I don't think I could. I don't think I could, like, if I was determined to find a shortcut, any shortcut that my mom could use or like should be using regularly. There's not one. The shortcuts that I use the most are, I have one where, it's just a series of letters. I do the type to Siri, so I can hold the sleep wake button, type to Siri comes up. I put in this series of letters and then Siri runs a shortcut without leaving that screen that copies my password, for my iCloud password to the clipboard. Now if you wanted to steal my shit, I'm fairly confident that I have not included that shortcut in my public backups. That would be very dumb. I also think that one of GitHub has some like very weirdly intuitive warning shit services that will just be like, hey, you just posted something on your repo. And I just, yeah, anyway. But if you want to steal my shit, honestly, that's fine. That would be something I could write about. anywho, so there's that. That one's one that I've made recently. I mean, that's literally one action. And that's the one that I was about to say all the shortcuts are things that I use regularly are things that Apple should have implemented anyway. Like, but when I say all of them, I'm really just referring to the turn Bluetooth and Wi-Fi off. I just really wish. Yeah. Anyway. And that's like the shortcuts that I have used when I wasn't like real into it. It's just those. That's it. It is nice because on my Bluetooth and Wi-Fi shortcut, I can just say, hey, S-word, cut. And then she runs that. And so I can turn Bluetooth and Wi-Fi off from across the room, which is nice in situations like, say, your phone's connected to a Bluetooth speaker and it's blasting it and you're, I don't know, in the toilet and your phone's across the room. And in theory, doing a Marco Polo shortcut where like you've lost your phone and you, you know, cause if you ask where are you, should it says I'm here. Doing a Marco Polo shortcut where it's like the loud sound so you can find it. That's cute. It never works though. Yeah, it does. It's just the sounds works fine. And then there was one more that I can't think of. Hang on. Okay. So, it's my wake up weather spoken aloud shortcut, which is I did spend some time on, and immediately stopped using. I turned the automation off. I just, it ends up, yeah. Anyway, Siri speaks aloud the current temperature, the current sky conditions, the expected high temperature for the day, the expected low temperature for the day, the sunrise time, and the sunset time of the day. Believe it or not, that took a while, especially to get her to say it in a way that was, like, understandable if the shortcut's waking you up, that was the idea. But yeah, why did I say support Discord channel? It's just extra to its Discord channel. You can find that on Routine Hub. I think it's working. Just like it's so unusual. And I know, and I said this, I probably should just shut up because I'm saying what I said, in 2018 for iOS 12. It like, there's this mentality that like, that I've learned where Apple shit, and I talked about this in the Tweetbot 6 review, and it's the reason why I still continue to use Bear, even though it's not convenient or like powerful. It doesn't include embeds. It's because I need the software to tell me, no, we're not going to do that. Oh, no, we're not going to worry about it. Nope, you just need to do your work, okay? Nope, you don't need to automate that. Just type it out. Just like fucking 10 letters. You can do that. As my mom said, it'll be good for you. Good for you to, you know, type out that URL by hand. And that's like, in my experience, automation, let's just say in just this case, I think it's in all cases, but automation is a toy, that is, I guess it's really satisfying when it does work right. I can't even imagine, like there's that scrape high res artwork shortcut that gets any Apple property, books, audiobooks, Apple TV Plus, it goes and gets the image assets, the high res image assets, like the fucking, movie poster, the app icons and the screenshots, and it goes and scrapes those. I would surmise that that was a very difficult thing to set up. It can update itself, you know, it's got preferences. And I would guess that it's very satisfying, to see that it's still working, to see that it works. And it's useful to a lot of people. I can't imagine that breaking because it just goes and gets the web. It finds whatever the web scheme is to get images. Anyway, that's the most complicated app that I use regularly, by the way. That's what I was trying to say. And I know it's that it's my fucking cut shortcut that it is so, it illustrates so well the problem with automation. It's like, it's finding a solution, like a really fiddly solution that's hard, that like breaks and is very nuanced and is hard to document for anyone unless you're really into it. Finding a solution like that for a problem that either shouldn't exist or could be solved in a traditional way, in a much more permanent sense. It's not sexy. I guess if you know the way that I'm using that word in that context, I hope. It's not, you know, exciting. It's not new, and I understand. I listened to the fucking Google Glass episode of Land of the Giants today. I remember how exciting everyone was about Google Glass. I thought it was astonishing, and it was a spectacle. It wasn't my thing, but I wasn't experiencing the holy shit I'm screaming inside thing yet. It was kind of perplexing, but I did get it. Like, I got the idea because it'd be cool, right? Like, I should shut up on this, but I suspect that there are a lot of people that just can't get that question answered. And I don't want to treat you. I don't want to condescend to you like Apple does. But it would be really convenient if they had in this situation, because like, shortcuts are fun to play with. They should be on the, like, they should be considered games. Some of them are fucking weirdly powerful, but usually it's brief, it's jank, and it's gonna get broken. And a lot of the times it's just like, and I don't understand the whole of it, but it sounds like Apple removes some capability, like fucking permanently, like some aspect of an API that can pass through, and they just take it out. So it's like, okay, you have to fucking jailbreak if you want to do that. Yeah, really just, I don't know. My media metadata shortcut, but you know what? It's not, I don't need the metadata. I don't need it to generate a beautiful PDF with a little thumbnail of the image from the share sheet, certainly. You know what? I just remembered. I just made my own shortcut. I didn't even like have to look it up. It's just, it sits in the share sheet, and all it does is get the width and the height of the shortcut input, the dimensions, and then puts it up in Quick Look. Doesn't need to copy the clipboard. I guess I could. Why would I need to immediately like go and paste that? Anyway, let me try to sum it up in one sentence. Siri shortcuts are most useful in little ways that no one really talks about. And most of, like, in ways that you could just go and make those shortcuts. I've gone and made all of the shortcuts that I use the most, because they're just two actions. Again, when it's just, it really is, it's just indicating that Apple should have done that, but the dimensions should be included when you open an image file in like the info page in the files app. Hit me up on Routine Hub, man. It's cool. I get it, because what the community has done in establishing these shortcut sharing websites, and like in Matthew Castanelli talking about it all the time, and like doing educational, you know, documentation, and then keeping people up on the news and a bespoke newsletter, and then Federico, you know, documenting his deep dives into making a particular shortcut work. What they're doing is establishing a community and a system of documentation that is really, for one thing, it's Apple's responsibility. But they'll never do it, because shortcuts is such a non-Apple thing. I don't know. I'm not saying that they would do it better, but it is their responsibility. But I'm glad that, you know, Federico and Matthew Cosinelli can monetize their stuff anyway. I really suspect that we're all going to come to the conclusion that this sounds really blasphemous or really conceited, that we all eventually come to the conclusion that I did, which is like, maybe I could fiddle with these, but I should not expect them to profoundly change the way I use my iPhone. That's the most important answer. They do not profoundly change the paradigm of my iPhone use. Anyway, I can imagine that would be more technically possible if I jailbroke or if it was running Android, but even Android sounds locked down, or if it was running, I don't know, fucking Linux. But I hope that we all realize, you know what? I don't need to scrape that 4K. I don't need to run YouTube-DL in a Linux shell on my smartphone to scrape a 4K YouTube video in order to grab automated screen captures with Siri shortcut. Just wait till you get home, man. Read. I'm speaking directly to myself, by the way. Read. Go down your Safari reading list. You will feel so much better. Okay, that's on the shortcuts community sharing. Yeah.